Murray Marin is the superintendent of the High Prairie School Division. He joins us on the line today. Murray, thank you very much for joining us. Education Week is this week. Comments on the fact that this is the week.
Good morning, Keith, and yes, thank you. Education Week is very important. It's important that we realize the importance of education for students, how we are shaping students for the future, and how High Prairie School Division is working with different partners and agencies to make sure that we're providing the skills and aptitudes for students that will carry them well years past their schooling.
The focus is mostly on the students here, Murray, but teachers, EAs, administration, learning support teachers as well, they all get credit, do they not?
100%. Education is a collaborative endeavor, and it takes many, many hands to educate a child. And exactly as you said, Keith, from EAs to other support staff to psychologists, teachers, librarians, there's a whole team of people that are supporting children through their education journey. And certainly everyone plays an integral part.
Do you bring forward themes for Education Week?
Our themes for Education Week would be a revisiting and a reaffirmation of our board's priorities and how we promote those within the school. Something we do throughout the year, not just during Education Week, but Education Week is a good time for us to reflect on those and to reflect on our practice and to move those priorities forward.
How much easier has it been, especially in a week like this, and I guess with the education system in general, the transition from the COVID years? Because believe it or not, even though time has flown, that was only a couple of years ago.
It was only a couple years ago, and I am happy to report. I believe that we're business as usual, and that I would say that we are operating at pre-COVID, the way we were prior to the pandemic, let's put it that way. And so, you know, there were lessons learned from that, and for sure we as a school division learned some lessons. We know how important it is for kids to be in front of teachers and how important it is for kids to be with their peers. And so we are dealing with the fallout of 2 years of isolation off and on. However, I'm very happy to report as a school division that it is business as usual.
How good has the feedback been not only from teachers, students, and the support staff, but also the parents? Because I'm sure they play a part in this as well, right?
100%, and I think, Keith, that's something I'm really proud of this year with our Board of Trustees and High Prairie School Division. We had extensive community consultations this year. In fact, we had over 13 consultation processes in our different communities, focus groups, online surveys, our Alberta Education assurance surveys. So this year was a really strong focus on the board for us to focus in on parents and stakeholders and to get that feedback to see where we're at and where we're going.
Is the difficulty there, or is it a little easier than one might think, especially with the High Prairie School Division covering a vast array of real estate?
Well, it goes back to what I said earlier, Keith, those pandemic lessons. One thing that the pandemic taught us is that we can bridge geography a lot easier with technology. And so that would be one of the, I would say, if we could find a positive, that would be a positive of what we've learned during that time. And that while our actual geography has not shrunk, I think we can do a little bit more now. Well, we can do a lot more, actually, with the use of technology and things like Zoom and Google Meets. So it feels like the geography has shrunk a little bit.
What are some of the new endeavors that are being focused on with the High Prairie School Division heading into the 2025 school year?
Yeah, we have a lot. We have a lot of projects on the go, and they're very, very exciting. I'll be really brief. Our first one is our new literacy framework that we're unrolling at the end of the month. We've had a very extensive collaborative process with teachers and stakeholders about building our framework because we want to improve, obviously, our literacy results. And so we have a very comprehensive framework that we're enrolling. Second above that, our board has come up with, I find, a very, very comprehensive advocacy plan. So they've laid out in great detail how they'll be advocating for High Prairie School Division at the provincial level in the different ministries within the government. On top of that, like I said, we had we had over 13 community engagement sessions. And the other thing that received news is that we will be working with the Alberta Research Network. High Prairie School Division was one of seven school divisions that was awarded a research grant to work specifically on community engagement, and we will be partnering with McEwen University and Dr. Emily Milne to study and to look at community engagement and best practices surrounding that. And then I guess the last thing that I can say, and really I think is a feather in our cap, is that we were able to come together and collaboratively invite different school divisions to in the area to come up with an emergency wildfire preparedness plan. And so we wanted to be ahead of some of these things, and hopefully in wildfire season, and hopefully it doesn't affect us, because one never wishes for a wildfire, but we feel that we're very well prepared to respond to any type of emergency relating to that. And finally, our last thing this year is that we, as High Prairie School Division and the Board of Trustees, is committed to the health of students. We are installing vape detectors in all our junior, senior high schools because the board sees this as a priority for health for youth, and that vaping is problematic, as is supported by Alberta Health and different government agencies. We know that this is a problem with teens. And so High Prairie School Division Board of Trustees have invested well over $100,000 in vape detectors for our facilities to make sure that we're providing safer places for our kids.
Sounds like the future is bright and everybody's optimistic moving forward. Am I correct in that statement?
100%. Our board just finished their strategic plan in March, mapping out the next few years for High Prairie School Division, and absolutely, it's positive. It is looking, it's forward looking, and it's focusing on academic results and improving student outcomes.
Murray Marin is the superintendent of the High Prairie School Division. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith, and thank you for this opportunity.